Hello homies, and welcome back to day two of the Homeopathy Awareness Week celebrations, where we are bringing you testimonials from people who use homeopathy around the world. If you haven't already, check into yesterday's episode, day one, and we're going to be sharing 20-minute episodes with you every single day this week from the 10th to the 16th of April to celebrate the birthday of Samuel Hahnemann on the 10th of April. And if you haven't already, come and join our Facebook group, Homeopathy Hangout Podcast on Facebook. And you can also purchase remedies or book a consultation with one of the five homeopaths on my team at www.eugeniekruger.com. Or you can support the show by visiting buymeacoffee.com/hangouts. Okay, right into the testimonials. Have fun.
Hi, my name is Shannon Hilkemeyer, and I am a osteopath, and I live in Port Macquarie, which is on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. It is a semi-rural town that's definitely got a lot busier since people have been able to move to the coast after COVID. And I started using homeopathy when I was a student about 20 years ago. My then husband, he had a naturopath, and I started to see him, and that really helped me. But I really remember when I gave birth to my first son, and I had sore nipples, and he gave me a calc remedy, and it just really helped me get over that speed bump of the very start of feeding. And it helped with the sore nipples. And then with the second, I remember that was a home birth. I was going through transition, and I just wanted to walk away or fall through the floorboards. And I took Pulsatilla, and I'm like, yep, good. I'm ready to go. And that was ended up being a beautiful birth. And then he was a baby, actually, that needed a lot of Camilla. Like, he's just his personality. You know, I remember him screaming at his cot with that red face, and Camilla really settling him. That was my go-to, was by the side of his cot. And then I had two more babies after that, and I always would use it. And now that they're growing, we don't go away on holidays without me packing my homeopathic kit. And so that's me personally. And then professionally, I started to become more of a wellness osteopath, and that naturally was because my husband, who's also an osteopath, he would use a lot of neurological integration, which is, it looks like kinesiology, but it does work on different processes in the body for general health, particularly viruses. And he ended up also developing his own treatment protocol called dural tissue therapy, which is fantastic for spinal and disc and nerve dural pulling from, say, whiplash or something like that. And so being able to learn how to muscle test and treat the body that way was the next natural progression, was me seeing patterns in people's psyche and also the babies. I'd see patterns, and I'm like, oh, I really think this baby might need this remedy or that, and I wish I could had a bit more knowledge. And so I used to do a lot of art, and now I swapped, and now I do homeopathy. So it's become my hobby, and my patients are loving it. I bought myself a remedy maker, and I can muscle test the remedies on patients, and I can also just work out which remedy will strengthen which organ. Or patients will often talk to me about stresses that they're having in their life or past trauma. I do treat a lot of trauma. And I now say to patients, for me, that emotional and energetic space is really important, and that is what will then govern your structure and then your function. And there's just so many great stories about how people have just been transformed with homeopathy. So I'm really enjoying using it in practice.
Hi, everybody. My name is Giovanna Franklin. I am an international homeopath based in Scotland. And I discovered homeopathy many years ago when my son was diagnosed with autism. I started to explore all the official mainstream routes without success. And then ultimately, I decided to give homeopathy a shot without knowing what it was. And blow me down, the effects were so amazing that I decided to train as homeopath and I never looked back. My favorite remedies, I don't have a particular favorite remedies. There are so many, and it really depends on what I'm doing. I like the remedies that work on a particular case. I do have a passion for gemstone remedies. I wrote a book about it. I have done some provings of new gemstones. At the moment, however, I am really, really enchanted with color remedies and sound remedies. They are absolutely amazing and really worth exploring. This is my story in a nutshell, and homeopathy is awesome.
I guess you could say homeopathy found me, and I'm so grateful that I did discover it at the time of my life when I did. I was in a difficult place with postpartum rage, anxiety, depression, just never well since the birth of my first child. And homeopathy was the thing that saved me. And I guess what I love most about the system of medicine that is that it works on both the physical level and the mental and emotional level. And I really needed that support in that time of my life. I was very depleted, and homeopathy just kind of got me through that difficult time. And actually, second pregnancy with homeopathy was so much more smooth and wonderful outcomes for my children. I've been using homeopathy with my kids ever since. And yeah, they've been healthy, happy kids. So I'm very grateful for this system of medicine and appreciate spreading the word about it. Everybody needs to learn about homeopathy.
Hello, I've been using homeopathics for as long as I can remember. I was brought up using it when I was younger, and that's all we had in our medical box, and now I've continued with that with my kids, and I love that's what they reach for over anything else. Not that they really know anything else, but it always makes me very proud that my mom taught me this way, and now I'm sharing it with my babies. Thank you.
Over the last 5 years, I've used homeopathy to treat my family, but recently I've used it to heal my dog twice. So the first time he got an infection just before Christmas, and we took him to the vet in Perth. The lump came up really quickly. I was thinking maybe cancer. So she did an aspiration and it was an infection. So we treated the infection with traditional vet medication. And then she suggested when we got home, we went to see the local vet, which we did, and she said she was pretty sure it was a grass seed. So my dog's 13 years old, and she wanted to operate to remove the grass seed, and it would cost us $850. One thing was we didn't really have the money, but also I was concerned about his age going under the knife and being put to sleep. So we had to take him back in another week to treat an ear infection. So we came home and my daughter and I started treating him with silica 3 times a day. And after 6 days, he started licking the site again. It was in his abdomen. And when we took him back to the vet, he'd actually opened up the site and the silica had pushed the grass seed out. So yeah, it saved us and saved him so much. And then we just treated the wound with Hypercal mother tincture and some of the stuff that they gave us. And then a couple of weeks later, he decided he would go and eat a very large block of Cadbury's dairy milk chocolate because he does love chocolate, but it doesn't love him. And by the time I realized that it was quite late and we're in a regional area, so I really felt we just had to see the night out and see what we could do. So we gave him Nux Vomica, and my daughter said the chocolate affects their liver. So we gave him liver tonic, and him and I were sort of up and down all night. He was really uncomfortable. And then I was like, oh, there's just
I just wanted to give him something else. And I Googled what you give dogs when they have chocolate, and it said charcoal, and I didn't have any charcoal, but I remembered that Carbo Veg was the homeopathic charcoal. So I gave him that, and I think it was after that point he vomited. And yeah, he just got better from then. I think I kept on dosing him a little bit longer, and I think by like about 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, we both went to sleep, and when we woke up in the morning, he was fine. So yes, homeopathy is great for your family, but also really, really good for your pets when you want to help them and support them.
Hi, this is Leah from Indiana, and I had to pause Eugenie's podcast for a moment to actually record this because I'm constantly listening to it. I love it. Homeopathy has totally changed our family's health lives, and I could go on and on, but I think the best thing about it for me has been watching my two daughters get excited about it as well. They are 6 and 8, and while they're not formally learning anything, they pick it up as I talk about it, and I think they can see my excitement about it. And I love that while I'm new to it, they are going to have it in their lives starting at this young age, and then hopefully continue with it through their lives and through their future families. I just love seeing them get excited about it as well. Thank you.
Prior to using homeopathy, I was full of drugs, constantly ill. It revolutionized my life. Suddenly, I started to have power in my health. I treated my children, and it blew me away so much that I actually trained to become a homeopath. It's changed our whole lives. It's brought me an income, but what more, it's given me a sense of independence. I meet such a wide variety of people. I love treating people from all over the world. I see massive improvements in their health, and I couldn't be prouder to say I was a homeopath. I wear my badge of honor with pride.
Hi, I used homeopathy, specifically Arsenicum 200, when I had a food poisoning, really severe. And I was in a lot of pain and diarrhea and everything. So I was taking Arsenicum 200 every 15 minutes. And within 3 or 4 hours, I was symptoms free. So everything was back to normal. Another case is when my grandchild had a severe rash on his body, and we couldn't use anything. We tried a few things and nothing would help. So the doctor prescribed one medicine, then that removed. So we gave it to him overnight. And in the morning, he was symptoms free. His whole body was white, not even a spot. So it was amazing. And my husband, who never really believed in homeopathy, he was really shocked and was telling everybody about it, how it saved our little, like 2-year-old boy. Thank you.
Hi, this is testimonial for homeopathy that works. Last year, I had a fall and broke my wrist, right wrist, and it was bad enough that it needed a surgery plate with the screws. It was my right hand, and I took a homeopathic surgery protocol before the surgery. And after the surgery, I did not need any prescription or medicine. I treated it with the homeopathy again. And in addition to post-surgical protocol, I was on bone knitting protocol. I recovered within 7 weeks. I had no bruising. My stitches and my scar is looking pretty good, and everything was resolved without any problems. And I'm a dentist, by the way, so right hand, right wrist, very important. Homeopathy works. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Amy. I'm from Denmark in regional Western Australia. I discovered homeopathy when my daughter was about 6 months old, so coming up to 6 years now. And homeopathy has been life-changing for us. I personally prefer to work alongside a homeopath and keep consulting every 8 weeks and just keep on top of how things are changing and things that are coming up, what's working, what's not. I have found that I've got the best results doing it this way. I've also loved learning how to support my family acutely. And so I have an enormous remedy collection and do treat things as they come up. But for the more constitutional or life things that young kids bring up in each season, I've definitely found it best to work with protocols, clearing layers, and as things change, pivoting to what's come up next. This is the way we've had the best success. But I really do love everything about homeopathy, how safe it is, how effective it is. It's really been a game changer for our family.
Hi, my name's Amanda and I'm from Perth in Western Australia. I discovered homeopathy through a mother's group on Facebook, but now I also remember that my mum used to use it on us when we were kids. My favourite remedy is a belladonna because it's so efficient with fevers for the kids, and I also really love the croup mix. Sometimes my kids will just wake up with that cough and they'll be really distressed in the night, and it works without fail every single time, and they'll just go back to sleep and that's the end of that. So it saves us a lot of tears on those rough nights. Homeopathy has helped us in so many ways, but the main thing is that we are often able to efficiently heal our kids without the use of pharmaceuticals, and that is something that is really important to me. My advice for anyone who's starting out would be to learn more and also join Eugenie's hangout group, because there's so much information on there, it's just valuable, and just to keep giving it a go because it's, yeah, a wonderful thing to be able to learn about.
Hello, my name's Sally. I'm from Manchester in England. I'm a homeopath and I love homeopathy because it literally saved my life. I then went on to train to be a homeopath, and I also love it because it's the one type of medicine, if you want to say, that you can have in your home and you can treat at any time. So, for example, my daughter used to suffer with croup, and I used to just treat her in the middle of the night at any time and it would go. So it's so useful for so many things, so natural. I love it with all my heart.
Hi, my name is Tara and I am from Burracup in the beautiful southwest of Australia. I discovered homeopathy through a friend a few years back and have since seriously dived into it. Sepia is my favourite for hormonal balancing, especially as I am premenopausal, so sepia has definitely become my best friend. My testimonials for my son, he tore his ACL, but when he tore it, it actually ripped bone from the knee. And I thought it was a minor injury, as he didn't fall off his bicycle, he just seemed to put his foot down wrong. So I thought it was just a sprain. The next day he came down with COVID, and so we actually couldn't take him to the doctor. So for 5 days, he writhed in absolute pain, and none of the remedies, Arnica, Hypericum, Ruta, Rustox, nothing helped him to deal with this pain. It was so hard. And the one night he was crying in bed, and I had my Materia Medica, and I grabbed Sue Meyer's Materia Medica, her new one. And I was hunting through there because he was describing to me that it was like lightning. He said, if I close my eyes, I can actually see lightning shooting down my leg. So I felt this was my key word. And I searched and I came across Calimur. And I said, here, take this. And I gave it as a water dose. And I said, you sip on it as often as you need it, which he did. And this was, oh, such heaven sent for his pain. It helped ease his pain so much. And his pain was always worse in the night. And Calimo is for worse at night. Anyway, once he got over the COVID, we went straight to the ER with him because we were now clear this is not a sprain. There's something else going on. And while at the ER, they wanted to check his knee out and movement and et cetera. And they gave him ibuprofen as a pain reliever. And it wasn't long. My husband phoned me and said to me, yes, they had to quit the ibuprofen. It was doing nothing. He asked for his Calimo back. The Calimo was a better pain reliever than the ibuprofen. And I was so happy to hear that. I was like, this is so cool that his bottle of water that he's sipping on worked better than the medication the hospital was offering. So I thought that was a cool story and a reaffirmment that the homeopathy is better than any allopathic medicine. And my advice to new homeopaths, read, buy books. It's worth the money. Buy books, read as much as you can, learn as much as you can. Listen to podcasts when you're in the car, when you're hanging laundry, when you're cooking. Just keep listening to these podcasts and make mind maps of your remedies. Pick a remedy, one that you're using, and make mind maps. List it. If it's bryonia, list the things. Words for movement. Dry, dry, dry. Aconite. Shock. Go and write all these down, and then they will help you remember them.